Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah. Right. It's been a long year, Paul. Come on, what do you expect?
But this is for the people who are out there learning astrology. And this goes for you too as well. Mm-hmm. You remember how I said you never know something you're doing. You start doing, you really don't realize what you're doing, but you know, until later.
You're setting the pattern.
Yeah.
Well, you remember early in the summer, Claudia, when I started doing those street reports, showing the, showing the placements and stuff.
Yeah, I remember. Yes.
Well, my advice to anybody who's learning astrology is to go outside and start looking up.
Look at the stars, yeah.
Watch the rotation. Watch where they are. Watch, you know, oh, it's there. Oh, now, 2 hours later, it's over there. Go where you could see the sunrise. Watch it come up over the horizon. Watch it go below the horizon. Look at the times. Watch all of that, you know.
Yeah.
I thought I was just trying to make some little content, but all actuality, it really expanded my understanding of astrology and...
you're like taking little research snapshots.
Yes.
Like you didn't know it.
But that is how they came up with it in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Watching the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And so... you see the constellations and all of that stuff. And I didn't know, but that street report was bringing my attention to the sky so I could see what I saw on Christmas Eve. Which was that picture I saw.
Yeah. I went and checked it out later, but we have so many trees in our area. I could see like two of the stars, but I couldn't see like how you had it. Plus I live in the city, so...
Yeah, well, if you go out like about 2-3 o'clock in the morning, it's even.
Well, I'm gonna be going out 2-3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, that's somebody consciously.
Somebody trying to watch the sky.
Yeah, that's go a lunatic.
Matter of fact, if
look at the sky when you're going home drunk from a friend's house.
Well, if you're going home drunk, it might be early in the morning, and if you're coming home drunk early tomorrow morning.
Watch the sunrise.
I'm right before the sunrise, you will see Venus.
Yeah, you'll see Venus. Yeah.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah, so.
There you go.
Yeah. That was.
Look at the sky, whether you're drunk or sober.
Yeah. And the last thing that I learned, but I kind of learned it, but I really wanted to put this out there for you guys who are learning. And when it comes to any art, which is tarot, even your dream stuff, astrology, the people who come to you and you give a reading, pay attention, because inside that reading there is a message for you as well.
The way like I interpret certain symbols, like it shows up differently for different people. Like I guess I could give an example. If you dream about a horse, like if you see a horse playing out in the field, like having fun, or that might be your spirit guides, or, you know, your subconscious telling you like, quit horsing around. You see a horse, like maybe your dream focuses on like the horse's face. Your spirit guides are telling you, why the long face? Someone else had like they were riding a horse and they came across like a village or something of people and they were talking to them from the horse, and that message was to get off your high horse. You know, like it comes across differently. It depends on how the symbol is presenting itself, and like also the context of like what happened before or after, and like other dream symbols around it. But you know, that's just a quick look at like how wordplay can come into into your dreams and how it's different. And like every time I get someone dreaming a little bit differently, I learn something from them. It gives me like a better whole view of that symbol.
Oh yeah. I love that, and I've sat there and giving somebody a reading, and in the middle of the reading I'm start thinking, damn, I'm dealing with this exact same shit.
Yeah, I need to take my advice during this too.
I say the same thing all the time. That happens to me way too often.
I feel like spirit has just such funny ways of talking to us. Like we're talking to ourselves, but I'm telling that guy, but I should probably listen too.
Exactly. So pay attention, mm-hmm. Pay attention in the readings. That's what I learned in 2020. Mm-hmm. Y'all have anything I want to add?
I guess just real quick, subtlety. Like these powers, I guess, if you want to call them that, these astrology powers or intuitive powers, like they're subtle. They're really subtle. Like they're just whispers on the wind in your ear. And like if you can easily miss it. Yeah. I think that spirit easily sends you like 500 signs and you see like one or two of them.
And you're like, they're asking the whole day, like, can I get a sign, please?
Can I have a sign? Your spirit guides are like, oh, I've been sending you so many. Just listen.
What about that bird standing up, pecking on your window? That ain't a sign. That's just random.
Yeah, that's just a freaking bird. Yeah.
I've been seeing way too many
birds.
So
that's something that I've kind of learned is to tune into the subtleties. Mm. And I would recommend everyone tuning into the subtleties. That's how you activate your intuition.
How about you, Claudia? You got anything you want to add before you got in?
Yeah. My very last point on my list of what I learned in 2020, which have really been just six words, actually. But this one is community. And this year, I've really learned that community matters and that being around people matters. Mm-hmm. And I thought I had learned that back in 2018, but it kind of like came.
But spirit just has its way of coming back in. Like we gotta learn this lesson again.
Yeah, it came again to teach it to me, and it happened through the pandemic. Friends of mine have changed, and like my groups have changed. Like my tribe has become a little bit different. Mm-hmm. And I think it's interesting. You actually said something to me once, Paul. You said that. You're like, oh, you know, you have friends on the internet or something like that.
Yeah, it's hard.
You mentioned how like how I have like I get along more with like friends on the internet than I do like with people in real life, and in a way it's kind of crazy, but like it's true. But it's also there's not a lot of community in real life, I guess.
I guess it's just
kind of like expanding more onto like the internet and being able to find like minds that enjoy the same kind of subjects and topics like mm-hmm. this, you know.
I think the Bible says something about like be the light and light up your area of the world or something about that, like being the light, and how like astrologers and intuitives are never in the same area. They're never geographically close to each other. Like we had to go through the internet
really?
To find our tribe far away. I mean, at least in my experience, I don't know any other astrologers. Every time I talk about astrology to people, they're like, you still like you believe in that stuff? Like
that's true. That's true. But in ancient times it wasn't like that. It wasn't like everyone was enlightened or everyone was an astrologer or a magi, that's what they were called, but like I think that it was like a little bit more exclusive, I guess, right?
Yeah, I think it was a little bit more exclusive because like
there's also less people on the planet.
They only had like one witch doctor or one, you know, like the medicine man or the
yeah, you had to travel to them.
Yeah, and you had to travel to them. Mm-hmm. That's true.
All right. Well, I'll just let y'all bring y'all in on this. to realize that you two ladies are in an occult field. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.